right. I thought it was, I mean, we should.
That was it. That was it.
What do we do with traitors?
Find them.
What do we do with monsters?
Find them.
What do we do with liars?
Find them.
Find them all, each everyone.
What do we do with liars?
Hunt them.
What do we do with monsters?
Hunt them.
What do we do with traitors?
Hunt them.
Hunt them down, each everyone should know that we here at the ApocalyCast will never let you down. Join your hand in mine on the ApocalyCast, for vengeance all around.
What do we do with heroes?
Praise them!
What do we do with soldiers?
Praise them!
What do we do with warriors?
Praise them!
Praise them all, each everyone.
What do we do with warriors?
Train them!
What do we do with soldiers?
Train them!
What do we do with heroes?
Train them!
Train them up, each everyone should know that we here at the ApocalyCast will bring you up to bring you closer to God. To do those things they told you weren't even possible every Friday at 2 p.m.
What do we say to danger?
Ha!
What do we say to haters?
Ha-ha!
What do we say to failure?
Ha-ha!
Every Friday at 2 p.m.
What do we say to failure?
Ha-ha!
What do we say to haters?
Ha-ha!
What do we say to danger?
Ha!
Every Friday at 2 p.m.
You do not have to be alone. You have the ApocalyCast on Radio Free Brooklyn.
Don't have to take this on your own. You have the ApocalyCast. Yes, always be your
home. You don't have to die alone.
You don't
have to die alone. You don't have to die alone.
You have the ApocalyCast. Every Friday at 2 p.m.
All right, welcome to the ApocalyCast.
Wow. So if you're thinking about dying alone, don't do it.
You don't have to.
All you gotta do is go to
it's no longer necessary.
RadioFreeBrooklyn.org. If you want to die here with us, it's fine.
We got you.
We will die, but you we'll can die. You.
Guys, I'm impressed.
Hold you in your
I don't know. It'd be kind of hard to. I mean, if you knew you were gonna die, then I don't know if someone would want to be there. I don't know.
I know that's the problem. We'll be there. Yeah.
Wouldn't you want someone to like hold
your
hand?
If you're gonna die. If you're gonna die, the ApocalyCast will be there to hold your hand when it happens. You have to fill up this Google Doc with the date that you're probably gonna die.
Yeah.
And one of us
make
will
sure
show up.
It's during recording time.
Yeah, we'll do a shout out.
And as you're dying, we'll be
Fight
like
it too, because this shit is live.
We'll be like, congratulations. Like you picked correctly.
Welcome.
Yeah, welcome.
What a sad way to go.
Listening to the ApocalyCast?
But joyful.
It's true.
But that's glorious, true. Glorious.
I know, in a flame of glory.
Somebody would be like, man, his heart rate is
falling. Hallelujah.
His blood pressure is gone. And then Pat's sweet voice would be like, welcome, welcome, welcome.
He's back.
It's you like when you go to heaven, it's
show.
Like the ApocalyCast.
Yeah.
You know
what
I mean?
Over and over again.
Yeah.
That's what you get for.
There are so many episodes, though. You can have your choice.
Yeah. Anyway, so, hi, I'm Pat. I'm the host of the podcast.
Hey, Pat.
Holy shit.
Hey.
It's a raging occasion.
The raging occasion. Our special guest, Danny. He went to high school with me.
Yeah.
Oh, what's up, everybody?
Holy shit.
Holy shit.
You have to leave it to the mic.
That's right. Holy shit.
Holy fucking shit, guys. It's Danny.
It is Danny. Danny's in the house.
Man. FYI, he films weddings, so if you need a wedding filmed,
I do call my weddings, but yes,
you.
I do weddings.
Call my personal cell phone or contact the ApocalyCast, and I'll put you in touch.
Perfect. He also films funerals.
Yeah. So Danny was saying this.
And crucifixion. Danny, when you're
I also do birth videos.
No.
Tell us about the birth and crucifixion market now in North Jersey.
Reincarnation.
Danny.
I mean, it's getting quite bullish. The birth and crucifixion. Video
it's like
market.
Every
how
week
you,
it's like crucifixion.
Ahead? How do you stay ahead? It's
bar mitzvah.
It's
birth.
Crucifixion.
It's a competitive
video.
Market. Let's
yeah.
put it like
yeah.
that.
It's Joey's birth videos. I mean, how do you set yourself apart from the pack of births and crucifixions?
No, that's a real question, though.
It's a real question.
No. Oh, that's a real question.
Yeah, how do you set yourself apart? It's like,
how
yeah, oh, it's Joey.
For
it's Vinny.
It's like we might as well just hire anybody to film when we crucify.
It's
like, our son has been fucking treacherous.
I don't want
we're going to crucify him.
I want
no, you want me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You want this face behind the camera when you're giving birth. That's what it comes down to. You don't want Joe Schmo filming you when you're giving birth.
Those kind eyes.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's a once-in-a-lifetime, twice-in-a-lifetime, six, seven, eight, nine times in a lifetime opportunity. So, you know, you want the right person there.
Yeah.
Octomom. It's this kind of thing. And how many crucifixions? Like, what are you going to be
they're called breeders.
About? Like, you want to save money on the video of the crucifixion of your child? Or his birth, maybe?
It's a one-time thing.
We're going to skip his graduation.
Graduation. Mm-hmm. You know, look, if you're going to put in real money, give it to Dan. He'll make sure it happens right. Mm-hmm. Crucifixion is going to be preserved.
We'll do it the right way.
After effects.
Commemorated. Yeah. Respectful, like.
Like a commemorative plate. A commemorative.
Yeah, Dan was... Now.
I mean, you can and only, that's what after, the video after, will after, not be like. Crucify your son. The body is only going to be up on that cross for so long. And so if you're going to like have the memory...
That's the hardest thing for a man to crucify his son before he dies.
Well, I mean, there's betrayal, there's lies. If you have to crucify your son, you know, his body's only going to be there so long. Immortalize that moment. Make it last. Make sure Dan gets it on video.
Yeah.
What's your name again? I need to hire you. Yeah. This guy's a salesman. Come along. I'm going to take you to some bridal shows. You can talk to the potential brides.
Like, look, hey, check it.
This is for your wedding, but if you do need a crucifixion, he's your guy.
Like, look, if your so-called husband ever betrays you and you need a crucifixion video made.
It's like my favorite movie, Four Weddings, 27 Hell Ruptures, and 12 Crucifixions.
And you a solid crucifixion video.
Now,
and
speaking, all right? Now, speaking of crucifixions, I asked Dan right away when he told me he was a wedding videographer. And he told me that people are not getting married in churches
He's also a necromancer.
They're getting married instead at country clubs and at beaches.
Ew.
And in front of museums and other famous landmarks. Ew. But they're not getting married inside of a church.
Mm. But because they're part of the hell mouth.
They're fucking the landmarks.
How are the organ players recovering from this economic downturn?
That's a really good question.
They're not getting their cut.
The uptick in satanic rituals has actually been a boon.
It's been good for them.
They're kind of switch hitters. Yeah, they do hire a lot of professionals who are like...
So they need to be... So the church needs to be, like, opening up to, like, satanic... Maybe,
there are a lot of atheists, like, professional singers in churches.
But wait, you're saying they get married outside the church?
Yeah, I'm saying, but maybe you can get inside the church, but with, like, a...
If they get married in the parking lot?
Like, if pictures are... Okay, yeah, that's the same. If churches are in the frame of the wedding photos, then that counts as, like, having a church wedding.
I feel like a ghost would, like, pop up, though, if you didn't actually do it inside the church.
Yeah, you know, it doesn't have to be in the wedding pictures. And Dan's saying that it's not even in the wedding pictures anymore, that there's not a church even in the foreground.
Not a church.
Have you ever done, like, a red wedding?
A red wedding?
Like, is that when the bride's on her period?
No, everyone wearing red.
Like a Game of Thrones. Like, I've never seen Game of Thrones, but I know that that's like where all
the... Like a blood wedding?
No, but I did a goth wedding once, actually.
Oh, okay, that's
awesome. Yeah.
Tell us about it.
They had, this is Halloween theme, and, I love this, all right. Yeah. So, everyone was in black. Bride was in black, bridesmaids, everyone was in black, and it was a beach wedding. And the cake, it was the most incredible cake I've ever seen in my life. It was a cake from, what is that Tim Burton movie?
Nightmare Before Christmas.
Nightmare Before Christmas. Yeah. It was a Nightmare Before Christmas themed cake.
In that culture.
And this is actually before I was filming weddings. I was assisting a DJ at the time, and he was DJing the wedding.
You were an assistant DJ.
I was an assistant DJ.
In Jersey.
Amazing.
Yep. For weddings. That's how I transitioned it into wedding videos, actually. So
a recovering DJ.
DJ.
Assistant DJ.
Not that type of DJ, not that type of DJ, I promise.
Danny, but I remember that when we were, actually I was a grade above you, but when you had that, when everybody had the assembly, the talent assembly, and everybody like had to like go up on stage and be like, what do they want to be? You know?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
No, it's true. Before they lashed us. And I was like, I want to be a neuroscientist so I can eat brain like all day.
Sarah's a neuroscientist. That's like the number one source of like new discoveries over the last 30 years.
Neuroscience.
And Danny.
Eating brains. Yeah.
And Danny went on stage and he was like, "Please, just whatever you do, please don't let me become an assistant DJ."
He's like, you're like,
anything else would be better than
that. I'd rather be sucking cocks in truck stops for meth. Just don't let me be a fucking...
He's like, please, don't make me do that. Just anything else I can handle. But that would just be...
He's like, I made God a promise. Degrading. I would never assist a DJ.
Wait, all right. What you guys don't know about Dan is he made a solemn oath. Maybe I'm giving away too much. When Dan was young, he made a covenant with God. He was like, I'll never assist a DJ. Just give me this one fucking thing.
And then what?
And then life happens.
So now...
You had to assist the DJ.
Now he's here on the Apocalypse as his punishment.
Welcome, welcome, welcome.
And here I am assisting the DJ once again.
But karmically, it's good.
Yeah. Oh, just
full circle.
We fight Hellmouth.
I didn't even catch that you are a DJ.
Technically, I'm a DJ.
You're a DJ. I mean,
you're a journalist. You're reporting from the front lines.
Oh, it's true. We're going to report from the front lines of the War on Christmas again, I think.
So, last time I ever DJed, I was sent out. I was sent out by this this really shitty DJ company, and they sent me out as a Greek wedding specialist to a Greek wedding. Now, keep in mind,
all the horror.
I am not Greek. I have never DJed a Greek wedding, and I had never DJed a wedding before in my life.
Yeah, but you're Mediterranean. Okay.
And he sends me there as the Greek wedding specialist. And he sends me with like three CDs with Greek music on it.
They're like Greek, Italian.
I show up with my equipment, and right away the bride and groom's like, oh, so we hear that you're the Greek specialist. Are you familiar with all of our traditions? And I'm like, I'm going to be perfectly honest. I have no idea. I'm like, they threw me into this. I have never DJed a fucking wedding in my life.
Oh, my God.
And they're like, good, so you're not going to complain when we start sacrificing children.
Oh, it was fucking awful. I felt terrible.
Weddings are awesome, though.
Yeah, I mean, now I'm a lot more familiar with it, but at the time, I was 20 years old. I'd probably been to two weddings in my entire life.
I want
to
make you happy.
Yeah, I apologized up front.
You apologized.
Yeah, and in the end, they threatened to sue the company, and I quit.
Stop
and...
it, that's not true.
Seriously? Oh, it is. Oh, it's true. Yeah, no, I resigned the next day.
Oh my God, fucked over by the Greeks.
Meanwhile, the Greek weddings are crazy because they like break plates and shit in the middle of it.
They throw money on the floor.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I worked at a catering hall when I was in college, and we used to put tape on our shoes, and we'd walk across the dance floor because that's where you'd get all the money.
Nice.
Because there'd probably be about $1,000 on the dance floor any given night.
Awesome.
So as waiters making $12 an hour, we'd take duct tape, put it on the bottom of your shoes, walk across the floor.
Then aren't you walking funny all night?
No, because you walk into the kitchen, you take the money off, and then you go right back to the floor. Because there's money on the floor the entire night. Because that's how the entertainers make their money.
Yeah, that is the sneakiest fucking shit I've ever heard of.
That's what you do when you make $12 an hour.
That's like one of the sponsors of the Apocalypse.
It's a bestone that the builder refused there.
Sneaky sneakers?
Yeah.
Sneakiness.
There's nothing sneaky.
Supported by viewers like you and sneakiness.
There was a sighting. We didn't finish introducing ourselves. Jad, my co-host.
Correct.
It's me, again.
Sarah Steele.
Another co-host.
Hey, she's a rock star.
Musical co-host.
Violet M. And then Midwest Style.
Another co-host.
Yeah,
and another one.
Mm-hmm. Welcome. Anyway, sorry. Go on.
I mean, the point was, he went to this Greek wedding, and he didn't expect quite so much blood.
No blood.
No, there was blood.
No, there's usually like at least blood. A little blood. I mean,
yeah, or like burned hair or like something. There's usually like something good and disastrous out of way.
If you've ever been to a
like
Greek
a fallen
wedding,
baby,
your wedding was fun. Mm-hmm. Until
I appreciate that. I appreciate
well, until that the number. First death.
Burned hair.
Well, doesn't it suck when the baby sacrifice doesn't die right away?
Oh, they killed
like,
their own
that's
first
the worst.
Oh,
that's the worst. I mean, and it's such a
bad
thing
for
the wedding.
So, at your wedding,
the
did they pick like a particular, like a hardy baby? Like,
well,
they just refused
to
die?
We tried to burn, but it just.
We
didn't
couldn't
catch.
Afford a healthy baby. We had to go to, like, the, you know, the. The
oh,
vet.
Jesus.
Like, you know.
What is the going rate for a healthy baby these days?
Too much. 15,000.
1,000 gallons of virgin blood.
The answer is 15,000.
More than that. I mean, if you want to adopt it.
I mean, but
if you just
want
to
no,
foster
I mean, if you
it.
No,
we're talking,
like,
guys, we're talking a white baby, specifically.
It's different.
Oh,
I think it's probably different.
Well, that's actually kind of out of practice nowadays.
A white baby?
Normally like, no, no, normally like white Christian babies.
Stealing white babies is always invoked. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, ask Lindbergh.
It's a thriving market.
It's a thriving market.
Well, also, we have to go into the Hillsman pet
the Patrick Hillsman family history.
Oh, baby theft.
Understanding that,
baby
yeah.
Theft.
Wait, are you a changeling? Patrick, are you a changeling?
Yeah, I think you were.
That's actually a
you mean like the murderer
the
from Changeling?
Yeah. No, I mean like Barry stole you in exchange, like your weird house.
Yes, oh, that's, yes, that happened. Wow. Except that it was both sets of parents were my parents. It's just that they were confused.
Jesus.
They had like a key party, and then they're like, "Whose baby is it?"
They were like,
"I couldn't remember who birthed you."
And then like I came back, and like they're like, "This, he's not the right size." And the whole time I was like, "I'm Pat. I'm not my brother Will. Will's also fine. You just forgot him at the truck stop."
And this was the thing, like Pat's father was a turd burglar. So Pat's father's father, fresh from the old country, was a child burglar.
Yeah, that's true.
If you remember last time,
we might as well talk about if we're going to talk about turd burglary.
Well, if you remember last time, we told the viewers about Patrick's father, how he was attacked by a chimpanzee.
Well, when I was a kid, you remember this? We went to high school together. Remember?
Wasn't he raped by a chimpanzee?
No, he was raped to death by about 100 gorillas.
Dan knows this story because he went to high school.
You remember in high school?
His father's penis was ripped off of his body by a chimpanzee.
I thought the chimpanzee stuck his foot in your dad's asshole.
That was the kill blow.
Yes.
But later I found out.
That's what they said in class.
Yeah, that's what they said. You know,
that was the narrative. That all the students, they're like, Pat's coming back to school.
It happened around the time of graduation.
Which teacher was it?
Be sensitive.
It happened at the time of graduation.
Why did the school give out all these details?
At the funeral, Pat's uncle was next to him right at the casket, and he said, Patrick, no matter what anybody tells you, your father did not have his penis ripped off of his body by a chimpanzee.
Until after he was dead.
Shut up, kid! He didn't. Yeah. Your father died with his penis intact.
So naturally, I was bummed, you know what I mean? Because Danny, like, I know that we've never talked about it, but even you made fun of me because of it.
Of course I made fun of you.
Yeah, you were like,
What are the slurs you'd say? Oh, look, here goes guy who's dead, got his dick ripped off
Daddy
by a
no dick.
By 100 monkeys, and then they ate his entrails.
His friends call him No Dick.
But this is you know what the worst part is that I found out, the reason that I thought my dad was a turd burglar is that one night I came home, and he was wearing a spacesuit. You know?
Dad?
And he was like, oh shit! Dad? And I was like, hey daddy, why are you wearing a spacesuit? Because I was French back then.
It's true. Pat was French in high school.
Yeah, yeah.
He was known as like.
How French was he? How French
he was really fucking French.
They
it was
call
weird.
Him French Patrick. That's what they call him.
Was that like a cool Patrick that like, all the chicks wanted to bang?
Well, yeah, he wore a beret and he smoked cigarettes. Like in fucking class, he'd be there with his legs crossed, smoking a fucking cigarette, eating a croissant.
That's the point. That's the fucking point.
The teacher would be like, yo, Pat, if like 2 times x equals 5, what is x? And Pat is like, oh, je ne sais quoi, pourquoi? What is the point?
But anyways, I forgot the point. What were we talking about?
I'm too young.
Your dad being a turd burglar.
Oh, yeah, so I was so ashamed. You know what I mean?
Space oh, yeah. Suit. Yeah. Space suit. Mm-hmm.
Turd burglar. You came home in a space suit, and you were like, turd. Dad.
I was like, Dad. I was like, what? Are you an astronaut? I was like, the shame. And he's like, no, my son. He's like, I'm a turd burglar. Like, go back to sleep. Sorry, you know? But then later, when I grew up, like a couple weeks ago, and I was saying that everybody here have been good friends. Danny, I'm sorry. I got some bad news I got to tell you, actually. We might as well just do it on the air.
Just give it to me on the air, man.
Yeah. Jed, I got my papers from the government.
Jesus, no.
Yes, I've been drafted.
God.
No.
I know. Well, Jed, you know. Tell me about it. Tell me about it.
Jesus Christ. I didn't think it would come to this. But the Civil Air Patrol needs suicide pilots. To fly into Mexico.
Oh, into space.
And space.
You know what I'm getting at, right?
I have no idea what you're getting at.
the Department of Earth.
Oh
shit! Yeah. So, all right. Here's the thing. Here's where Patrick.
They need people to dive bomb
in
the South China Sea.
No. Here's where Patrick went wrong.
This is what happened. But
yeah, guys, shit. This is like
we gotta get back to the story about my father.
The thing is, okay. So, this is like a mark of shame in France. Is people who leave Earth for space. You're seen as like a traitor.
And they're like, my father walks on the ground. What does yours do? Oh, he floats around like a fucking idiot.
Yeah.
What
this
is
dark.
This was Pat got,
on
Pat, got
too
thrown, Pat got thrown into the sand many a time because his father was in space.
It's
But anyway, so Pat, as a child, as a defiant child, was like, I'm going to join the Civil Air Patrol. And while he was there, the government checked his DNA and his sperm count, and he was like, yo.
They're like, oh my God.
Jesus fucking Christ. They're like, if I haven't...
so much DNA.
I've never seen a child
He's riddled with it.
So full of sperm and DNA, he's brimming with it.
Where's the story going?
So it's going somewhere very important.
Here's where it's going. It's like, if you guys...
Just focus.
Danny, this is going to help you understand what happened to me in my teens.
Okay.
Because
so in his teens, you got to know, the Earth was dying, and it...
Captain Planet was all about that shit.
Everyone made fun of me because they thought that my dad had been fucked to death by gorillas.
True.
You know? And as it turns out, a couple weeks ago, I was just in my garden, and I got a visit from the government.
They're like, Pat, the Earth is dying. We need someone with powerful seed to get it pregnant, and he's got to do it from space. And Pat was like, whoa, wait, I have a girlfriend, I have like 12 cats, I have a dog now?
And they're like, also, your father? How do you think your father died?
Pat was like, oh, he died in a turd accident.
Yeah, he was
whatever.
Killed by gorillas. He was fucked to death by gorillas.
And the government was like, no. No, the government was like, no. And then the tears streamed down Pat's face. He said...
They're like, where's this guy getting...
Oh, no!
He's so out of the loop. Where's this guy getting his fixers? Oh, God.
I said, Pat, your dad didn't get raped by gorillas. We told you that so you wouldn't feel ashamed.
Yeah, so you'd feel some comfort.
But the truth is, he tried to fuck the Earth, and the Earth fucked him back.
And he didn't want to. We drafted him as well.
Mm-mm. And so now it falls. He's like, look, you're the son of Daddy Hillsman. You carry the seed that he carried. You got to get the Earth pregnant from space.
You have to want it. This
so
time.
They fired me. Well, they launched me up into space and they just grease up my entire body
with space grease.
Wait, do they like land, like designate a spot for you, or like how are you?
The
supposed
sexiest,
to...
the sexiest
do you get
part of the Earth.
Materials?
The sexiest part of the Earth.
Top Gun Square Park. They just shoot me straight through.
What? Yeah. What part of the Earth gets more pussy than Tompkins Square Park?
Zero part of
the
Earth.
Pole. It's got to be one of the poles, don't you think?
Yeah, but proportionally, if there's if there's two people in the North Pole, they're fucking.
I don't know. There's nobody there though.
So proportionally, it could be
it's
fucking.
A pole, right?
I wonder what the polls say about people who live at the poles. Like, we should conduct a poll.
Probably like,
you like drop the seed into the pole.
Probably like jinkweed, actually.
Yeah.
You're talking about the Polish people.
Yeah, no, I'm talking about the people that live on the poles.
There's an actual pole.
Oh,
there.
Shit.
Can you imagine if there's a Polish guy that lives on the North or South Pole, and conducts polls?
That's tough. I'm moving target.
So if you're still listening, we thank you very much. we're gonna transition this into something else. So
basically, Pat had to get the world pregnant, and he did.
Yeah, no, not yet. They haven't done it to me yet.
Oh, when are you? When's your ship date?
In 2 weeks, they're gonna just lube me up and just fire me into space. And then shoot me out of a cannon into the Earth to impregnate it. It's such a fucking bummer. You know?
Right. You know, and look, these rockets, they're not
like,
free.
Are they going to give her a little bit of foreplay first? I mean, like...
No, right? That's not up to me.
No, she's just... This is NASA.
I wish, but like, yeah. NASA's
Trump cut the budget.
Like horse insemination.
You got to warm her up.
No, back during Obama's days, like, he was like, look, $3 billion to just, like,
let's
buttering
that
shit up.
Moving.
Like, just...
Obama was like, hell yeah.
Obama was like...
He played a little music.
He's like, the Earth deserves to get off.
He played with her pussy a little bit.
He was like, it was Earth pussy music. She was like,
Midwest Dallas put his head down in shame.
But no. Right. No.
I'm going to ding the bell. I'm just going to...
I mean, Obama funded, like, let's play with the Earth.
What does the bell do?
The bell means
you have
pivot.
To do it forcefully.
It's the pivot bell.
And now we have a
guys,
winner.
Guys,
winner of
guys, shut the fuck
here.
Up. Our bar correspondent is calling in.
Oh,
right.
My God.
Oh, hey,
we have a caller?
It's Nikki the Wolf.
It's one of our longtime callers, Nikki the Wolf.
The Wolf. Oh,
woo.
Woo.
Hello.
Hey,
we can hear you.
Shaking, baby.
Can we hear you? Yes. Can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
Yeah. Oh,
yes, I can hear you. All right, this is cool.
Excellent.
Oh, sweet.
Brilliant.
Just turn your radio down on your end.
No, I can. I'm just going to turn the music off.
Hey.
So welcome.
Hey. So Fuckface is down at CPAC.
Nikki the Wolf. How many?
Well, kind of. CPAC's like quite far from here.
Okay. Oh, really? Where are you?
I'm in D.C. CPAC's like the other side of the river. I went there to get my credentials, and it was full of like blue rinse people.
Cool. What? What's that?
Just conservatives. You know the type, like kind of kitten heels, red, white, or blue dress, suit, red, white, or blue tie.
Mm. Nikki the Wolf, what's the kill count so far? How many dead? How many dead and injured?
Well, I mean, it's fucking 72 degrees in Washington, D.C. this February, so presumably Miami's going to be underwater by the end of the year.
Oh, man. DJ Khaled lives in Miami, right?
He just played himself.
That'd be a bummer to lose DJ Khaled.
Oh, damn.
You know?
Yeah, that's the real problem here.
That's the real problem here. Wow, so is the heat related to, like, portals into the earth being fucked open and like hell energy coming out of it, or is it like something else?
I don't know if it's just radiating from Trump's face.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's just warmer.
I don't know.
I mean, just a theory, guys. Just a theory.
I'm starting to like him. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you can't beat
hey, Donald.
Oh my god.
Or fantasize about.
No.
What was the moment where you decided?
When he had the press conference and he was like, what of it? When he's like, with the taxes, when they were like, you need to release your tax returns, he's like, it's none of your business. Like, what of it? And I was like, yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, that's a leader. You know what I mean? And also because, let's be honest, we deserve
it. There's a dog, sorry. Jesus
Christ. Oh my god, there's a wolf in the background.
Yeah.
Nikki the Wolf, are these your people? Tell them to stand
there's
down.
There's several hounds having like a hound off.
Like a hound orgy.
Like,
Nikki the Wolf.
No,
it's like
a standoff. They're like pointing guns at each other.
Oh shit! It's like a wolf Mexican standoff.
Do you know these people? Is it racist to ask that?
They're animals.
Wait, it's what was the wolf?
People, it's actual wolves.
They're actual wolves.
Yeah. Yeah. The wolves have returned. There's bears everywhere.
So
Jesus
armed.
Christ!
DC is returning to the wild.
Is it a full moon though? Because they could just be were people.
Mm,
well, they drained
about
the,
2 days
they,
ago, so they could
drained
still
the
be
swamp
like hanging out.
And all these predatory animals came back.
Doesn't were person just mean like a person?
I don't know. I'm not sure, but I assume that once the swamp was drained, it's true. When the swamp was drained, it revealed like all these fucking horrible mutations that had been living down there.
Yeah.
In the swamp.
Just like 25-foot-long alligators.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they were so attracted to every last one of them. They just wanted to like reproduce with like all the swamp critters that they met down there.
Mm-hmm. Nikki the Wolf, have you seen Trump cry yet?
Have you seen
I don't think he can cry, can he?
Definitely.
He has like some plastic.
I'm not sure what that would look like.
Going on.
Maybe it doesn't come out of his eyes. It comes out.
Yeah.
Comes out of a different portion.
No, it'll emotions and feelings.
It'll just drain down the back of his neck.
Most of his emotions, including physical pain, are felt by his youngest child, Baron. That's why he never talks. Baron is his thrall, and he just like uses him.
I think
like
Tiffany Trump does all the crying for the family.
Oh man!
Oh, that is fucking horrible.
He went there.
Oh man!
You know what?
I mean, someone had to say it.
I feel like Tiffany Trump is just like
she's been getting away.
Her hands are clasped towards the heavens, like thank you, Nikki the Wolf gets it, or Midwest Alf, I think got it first.
Now she's crying for real because someone understands.
But it's bliss. It's the crying of finding a community.
Yeah.
And she's crying for herself now.
Oh, God.
But you know what's true though?
That's what we're all about at the Apocalypse, is creating a community.
Cry and to just complain.
Yeah.
And to be unhappy. But
to plan revenge.
I think there needs to be a special Apocalypse segment of like, is Tiffany Trump still okay? Just like a checkup like once a week.
I heard they like rejected her at Fashion Week. Mm-mm. And I think, was it Whoopi? I think it was
Ivanka
Whoopi. She was like, I'll sit with you.
I'll sit with you.
Everyone was like, no, I don't want to sit with Tiffany. She's a hoe. Whoopi's like, I know what that feels like.
Wait, was this a you can't sit with us moment?
Mm-hmm. They rejected her. So, but Tiffany's okay. She's okay.
No, I'd be like, you can't sit here at all. I'd be like, leave. I'd be like, your father's a traitor. I was like, how does the treason feel?
I'd be like, I'm going to drone you in 2 years.
It's a sister act.
Ooh.
Are you on a drone?
That's harsh. No.
I would just drop a drone.
You mean boner.
Yeah.
Not droner.
right?
I think that's what you mean, because you that mean, would you be want, like, you want threatening.
We don't shit. Condone yeah. people mean, being killed in drone strikes in North Yemen.
No, but we do bad. Condone.
Drones are not cool.
But I feel like
South Yemen's fine, just not North Yemen.
I mean, they're cool. Drones are cool.
Drones are cool
for but they're not, like, morally cool.
He gives it out as, like, an allowance to all his children.
Which country was it that's training eagles to hunt drones?
That sounds like something.
Oh, I so saw that. Yeah.
I wish.
I think. I feel like it's Canada. Of all places.
Typical. Yeah.
They have so many trees and so much weed. They're like, let's hunt.
I feel like Justin Trudeau is probably personally training the eagles.
Oh yeah.
Yes.
Speaking to them in eagle and, like, caressing them, he's like, it's okay.
Weird yoga poses.
He's like, I will avenge everyone that's harmed your eagle family, I promise.
He's like, pretend you're American.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Infiltrate.
Just like leaning in, going like, shh. Good eagle.
The moisture in his voice commanding these fucking birds.
He's
like, actually, he probably doesn't need to train them. Eagles probably obey his command anyway.
Yeah. It's like me with cats.
I think so, yeah.
Cats automatically obey my command. No, it's true.
I speak. Really?
Yeah, they get it. They're like, oh, he supports us and he wants the same kind of revenge that we do.
Part cat.
You know?
I don't feel like cats are the, like, union type of creature. Dogs, maybe. Dogs would be like, yeah, he supports us.
The thing is, it's more like secret society. Like, cats are very, you know, like, they know something.
So you're one of the cat community.
They have a secret tail shape.
Because they can see things you can't see.
They're the Illuminati of the animal world.
Yes. A lot of satanic rituals, a lot of, like, World of the Dead.
They're like the Mossad of, like, animals.
Probably the Kabbalah, a lot of Kabbalah.
Pizzagate. So what are we talking about? Like, with anchovies.
Wait, Nikki, we had two potential subjects. One was movie scenes that make us, that remind us of Trump. And the other one was objects that Trump should build instead of the wall. So, Jad, actually, you had the pyramid. Pyramid was your idea, Nikki.
Yeah, pyramid, I was going to say as well. Like, that sounds exactly like that's not even like a, that's clearly what he's going to do.
Like, at least we get something out of that. You know, like, pyramid? A wall is fucking stupid.
I want a pyramid.
If I'm in Rome, let's go to Egypt to look at the wall. Like, I guess China has it. China has it, but, like...
Egypt's done the pyramids. I feel like he's going to have to do something new, like a giant statue of, like, a dick.
I think of, a 12-breasted
himself
creature.
Naked. No, himself Vagina. Naked.
Of a 12-breasted...
Yeah, himself naked, but with, like, a 200-foot penis.
And, like, satellites orbiting around it.
Enormous hands.
Yeah. Otherwise, he's life-size, just the penis is, like, massive.
And the hands are, like, waving, like, welcoming you. And, like,
the hands are massive as well. Like, the hands are going to be huge on the statue.
Nikki, we had a good idea, though, which was a VR suit to save democracy. It's a we studied this constitutional. We were talking to a constitutional law professor that Sarah... Yeah. Was with Sarah's also was studying neuroscience, by the way, but she had also had a constitutional law professor.
Oh, nice.
That was teaching her about how constitutional law and neuroscience intersect.
Right. So you cannot actually interfere with someone's, like, general will, but you can create the conditions for them to will what you want. So if we, like, created a VR suit that would just intercept the signals from the outside world coming to Trump and, like, just give him sort of a more
shinier version of his day.
Where he
a bigger dick.
Bigger dick, big hands, like, everybody loves him. He doesn't have to deal with all this bullshit. And
he
then you just, like,
prove
put
so much by,
like,
oppressing
the right
people.
Like, laws in his hands.
And then it's like Inception.
Yeah, you.
So,
yes.
I feel like this is like we're describing a humane way of imprisoning him, but we need to overthrow, like. That's not going to happen at this point. We need to be
that's why we need every scientific
in control
mind
of his environment first.
Right. No, we've come through great advances in augmented reality. True. I mean, like, Pokemon Go is just a free fucking app, but, like, millions of people are playing it all over the world.
Can you
and
imagine?
Now we have, like, the Oculus tech. Prime, and there's, like, creepy little, like, cockroaches that you can control with a remote control
imagine
with a camera.
Trump,
like,
just chasing,
shit,
like these
from
beautiful
the
electric cockroaches that he just has a beef with.
Yes.
Just all day, he'd just be like, this fucking motherfucking cockroach is like 12 stories tall, and I know that I can fight them with, like, my thoughts.
Yeah, I mean, with the advances in brain-computer interfaces, you could actually... It's conceivable that within the next few years, we could devise a chip that could be implanted into somebody's, you know, the proper place
Right, so in his sleep, he'd hear a voice. He'd hear his own voice from inside his brain being like, hey, maybe you should turn over control of the nuclear codes to the Senate Someone Subcommittee on Defense or whatever.
What of it?
And then he'll wake up.
Oh, yeah,
wake
that's up, exactly where we need it.
He'll wake up, and then he'll have – it's better than where it is. He'll wake up and he'll have, like, the helmet on.
Well,
and people will be cheering for his idea. And he'll be like, it was such a good idea for me to do that. Yay. It's like Inception. Sorry, go on. It's all constitutional.
I don't know. I just think – I think you'll just end up with – I think that's probably what's already happened, to be honest. I think Trump's in some kind of weird brain suit. Bannon's, like, actually
it's like Darth
in control.
Vader in that scene. Like... In The Empire Strikes Back when you see Darth Vader without the helmet. You know, and he's just, like, nude.
Yeah. And purple.
Wait, hold on. Nikki the Wolf, you're in DC right now?
Except in this particular case, orange.
Yeah.
Like that scene, but with like an orange wash.
Oh.
Wait. Is Nikki the Wolf in DC right now? Toupee,
Nikki, are you in DC?
I think so.
You are. He is.
Yeah.
Nikki,
who are they praying to right now?
Yeah.
Who's the dominant god in DC?
Who's the dominant god?
In DC?
Yeah.
Anyone who'll listen.
Oh, God. That's depressing. Yeah.
So, besides a pyramid, give us an object. You tried to get into CPAC today. You were turned away because you were too suave. And they're like, I don't like the look of this, this guy.
Did they say you had too much style?
They were like, yeah, you're too chic now that Milo's not coming.
Jesus.
It's not going to happen now.
What a beautiful, terrible man.
We wrote a song about Milo.
We did.
Actually,
we
should play our song about Milo. Nikki, can you tune in a little bit to hear a song about Milo?
Yeah.
All right, this is going to be great.
Where's the guitar thing?
The guitar? It's called a guitar.
The guitar thingy-majiggy.
Yeah, so I would like him to build like a giant statue of like a woman crossed with an eagle crossed with a bunny rabbit. You know, crossed with
Milo?
Trump. I would like him to like instead come a wall. Like that's not gonna stop, but a giant statue.
Wait, did someone just say he was gonna build a giant statue of Milo?
No, of a, like a Mayan god to fright. If he wants to frighten away people from Central America, he just needs to like build a giant, you know, Virgin of. Like,
oh,
the
you
sun
mean
god.
The object needs to have the effect of the wall?
Right. You know, and that'll work because that's just about as. I mean, that's more logical actually than just
it'll,
the wall.
No, I think a dome would do the trick actually. If we put a dome over.
Just a dome over us.
Yeah, there's no way of fucking getting in.
That's true.
A biodome, in fact.
Oh, but you could dig. Fuck.
Okay. Fuck.
Fuck. God, it's such a bummer.
The upside to that is that then you could air condition the South, and then maybe the South would be less crazy.
Yeah. I don't know. I think they like it. I think they love it. Okay. Here comes the song.
Go.
Little Milo, oh, you were living in a dream. Poor little Milo, oh, with Peppy the Frog and his team, just hitting buttons. Oh, a fight to give the movement legitimacy. If you shout loudly, whoa. There's no one like you. There's no one like you. There's no such thing as pain, only glory and fame. There's no one like you. There's no one like you. You'll show. Gay little Nazi. Oh. He's a little Nazi
who's gay.
So fucking gay.
Yeah.
Oh. His last name is very hard to say.
I was talking about him. I know that I probably ought to. I could just let go. But I choose not to. Poor little Milo.
Ooh.
Sweet young Milo.
That That is the song about Milo that Bob Dylan would have written.
Thank you so much.
Shit. I know.
He still can. There's still time for Dylan to do that.
To break his heart?
Oh, yeah. Well, I have a sneaking feeling that Bob Dylan's been dead for years. It's just kind of still moving about.
I think that's actually very good. That's like probably true.
Nelson Mandela kind of.
He did die, actually.
Mandela definitely died because all good people die. It sucks.
Mandela wasn't that great. He was a known.
Yeah, but he didn't die in 2016, which is interesting.
No, Mandela died 15 years ago.
I mean, who's not a necromancer these days?
I like that Mandela ended apartheid, but I didn't like that he was raising the dead. You know,
Mandela was like, look.
No, he died more recently than that because Cameron took a selfie with Obama at his funeral.
Yeah, but the necromancy is the problem. Like, there's a lot of historical.
Well, I mean, it's covered up. The ANC doesn't like talking about it. They're like, oh, Mandela, like, he freed us. You know, like, he brought this fractured country together. But he was like, death is an affront to mankind's ambition. I'm bringing him back.
We need, it's about time to surface the Necronomicon, isn't it?
Yeah, it's true.
Like, someone needs to.
Turd burglars, like my father was a turd burglar before he was fired into the earth to impregnate it.
You should say that. It's like before he was fired, and then a pregnant pause before he was fired into the earth to impregnate it.
But they lied to me.
And so wait, are you saying the earth is now pregnant?
It is, yeah.
Or are you saying the earth was pregnant with
not
you?
Yet. He hasn't gone.
The earth was barren and
circle.
Was this the Patrick Hillsman origin story?
Yes.
It's all been before, and it will all be again.
They had to, like, grease my father up and fire him out of a giant cannon in space into the earth to impregnate it. You know, because no one else would do it, because the earth was
up
dying.
Up into space and then back again.
Up into space and then just fired from space directly.
You
into
got
the
it,
fucking
a parabola.
Corridor.
Well, yeah. No one else would do it because no one else appreciated the Earth's personality like your father did.
It's true.
He's like a hiker.
All right. Enough. Yeah. We already went through this.
We already did this for like 8 minutes.
Paint me like one of your French Earths.
Paint me like one of your French Earths.
It's time. There's a lot of anticipation. I want to hear about the post-orgasm Earth pregnation.
Anyways, where were we?
I mean, so the Earth is maybe 3 months before it has a child.
So the Earth is pregnant with Patrick Hillsman's brother or sister.
Sort of,
trying to keep up.
I mean, it's really all of ours, brothers and sister, if you think about it. But, basically.
Well, it's my stepbrother, if anything. It's your actual brother.
I have a half-brother that's half Earth. That's the point.
I mean, doesn't everybody?
That's good, yeah. I like that.
No. It's very uncommon, actually.
No, only me.
Only me.
Patrick's trying to establish that he's special in a vile, defiled kind of way.
Well, are you big brother to the Earth's only child?
Yeah.
But wait, wouldn't that make you...
It hasn't been born yet, though.
Yeah, but that's creepy.
So when it emerges
like
from the sea
child.
Of Japan, I'll be ready to talk
so
to it.
So this is incest? Because it's your son and your brother.
You're really like, hey, bro.
Yes, it is.
It's getting really ugly.
We're back to this again. Like,
it's getting
back
ugly.
When the founding fathers, because they, you know, they were all about impregnating the earth.
They were.
Like, the Constitution was all just leading up to that.
But they didn't have the technology at the time.
Yeah.
Or the game.
Yeah, you're just like Da Vinci, you're just like flapping your stupid wings to try and impregnate the earth. Like,
you
come on, what
so
is that?
That was that whole thing about how he invented the helicopter. They just had it upside down. It's an Earth impregnation machine.
He was a schmuck. I hate Da Vinci. What an asshole. Yeah. Fucking arrogant prick.
He was
kind
of dope, but, you know.
All right, y'all, I gotta get going.
All right, well, thank you very much for calling in. That's our bar correspondent. Nice.
And hopefully this week I can do in the actual studio.
Oh my god, that's
presumably
so
you're in a super swanky studio, I imagine.
Oh my god, Nikki,
wait.
It smells so good in here.
Yeah,
Nikki,
it's like
send
red
us scalps.
Velvet and champagne.
Send us scalps from your travels.
Yeah, scalps from your travels.
Will do.
All right, cheers.
Cheers.
All right, later, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Nikki the Wolf.
Hey. Well.
Who is Nikki the Wolf, honestly? I, like, forgot.
It was a pleasure.
Do you really not know who he is?
I know he's, been on the show. I don't know how we know him.
He's a dear friend of the Apocalypse.
Is he?
Yeah.
Jesus.
He's a dear friend of the Apocalypse who might have his own podcast soon.
Remember he was the bar correspondent for a while?
He's still the bar correspondent. I introduced him as thus.
Does he write the necromancy column for The Guardian?
Oh, he covers necromancy for The Guardian.
About raising the dead, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that makes sense. An expert.
It's like all these living ass dildos don't want to pay a subscription to a newspaper, but the dead, they're old as shit. They'll do it.
They'll do it.
It's so easy.
Well, their money's worth more, isn't it? It's like all that gold bricks.
They died before the internet was invented, so they'll pay for anything.
Yeah, they're like PayPal. What is that? That sounds fun. I want a friend.
They're writing checks from the shadow realm.
A pal that pays. All right.
Jesus Christ.
Indeed.
Is it time? Can we take a moment?
I think it's time for a little prayer.
It's time for another song.
It's time for a prayer.
How about a prayer about Jesus Christ?
You know, I just. Hang on. Let's talk about pickle juice. No. First, we have a little prayer.
Yeah, there is a little prayer today.
There's a little.
Oh, my goodness.
Because we haven't been right lately.
No.
We've just sinned so much.
Just haven't been right. Disgusting, deplorable.
Oh, God, the sin!
But the thing about sin
ignominious.
The thing about sin, and this is in like the newest Bible, is it says the thing about sin is you gotta get it in where you can fit it in.
Except the 2017 version
of
the Bible.
That sounds like a challenge.
2017 Bible. Stay woke.
It's my favorite cut.
I wasn't right with the Lord. No way. I had me a sword. Oh yeah, I had me a sword. I couldn't keep the devil away. I spat out my gum and I stuck up my thumb on the road to Jerusalem that way. I played me a chord, oh yeah, I played me a chord as I was walking with you one bright day.
Hallelujah!
I wasn't right with the Lord, I wasn't right with the Lord, I wasn't right in no way. I played me a sword, oh yeah, I had me a sword, I couldn't keep the devil at bay.
I had me a sword. Couldn't keep the devil away.
I couldn't keep the devil away.
That was, you're listening to de Blasio's election campaign.
Hail Jesus. It was like, I've sinned, so now I've turned to fucking Jesus for support.
You remember when all those de Blasio supporters sang that song in Washington Square Park?
That's right.
And all the blood.
They're like, we fucking fucked it up.
Yeah. I feel like that blood is on everyone's fucking hands.
Actually.
Jesus.
The most powerful of all bloods.
Yeah. It was collected over many months.
It's Mestral true.
Blood is earth blood.
And moon blood.
Mm-hmm. I feel like de Blasio was just like among a group of like experienced corrupt politicians who were like, okay, now whose turn is it to be governor?
Yeah.
And then he was like the weak link kind of kid that they sort of picked on. They're like, you have to be like, you're it. You got to do this for like four
the
years
mayor.
While we make
he's
all
like,
the money and you got to cut us the deals. He's just sort of like
he's a pawn of the menstrual lobby.
Yeah.
You see the menstrual blood lobby.
The thing about the moon,
he's like a dwarf.
Menstrual blood for
you know, they tried.
Like menstrual blood.
Those are
actually very popular in the secret societies. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they tried to impregnate the moon.
And,
you know.
Yeah, we can't really.
During the Apollo program,
madmen.
Madmen. It was terrible. No, it's true. They tried to impregnate the moon.
It's one of the more powerful magical fluids.
The moon impregnated the astronauts.
There's no animals to sacrifice. You have to use menstrual blood.
They're trying to mine the moon. Did you know that?
Sorry, we're on the
rights to mine the moon.
Yeah, they're fucking raping the moon. right now.
This guy's so terrible. I can't believe they're doing that. Yeah. We have to do some listener mail.
What's the most powerful substance?
Menstrual blood.
Virgin blood.
Virgin menstrual blood.
Yeah. Whoa.
All right,
guys. Cooking with gas, New York City. Stay woke.
We have a little listener mail that we got to listen to. Woo! It's time for listener mail. Holy shit.
Keystone Pipeline, virgin blood.
Is that what it's for?
Stay woke.
Shut the fuck up.
Is that what it's carrying?
Dakota
that's
Pipeline,
why they're That's why they're drawing it through Dakota. There's lots of virgins.
We have some mail.
There.
Okay, right. That's
a good point.
We have some mail.
They're just hoping that they just clip a
virgin
or two.
Stay
and they
virgin until like 19. They have a wider, like, population.
What losers.
Okay. Are we ready? Guys, are we ready for mail? Yeah, mail. Great.
I bet she's from Staten Island.
Hello. I tried to call several times. This is Erica. I finally got through, it sounds like.
Hi.
So, I don't know. You got to fix that. Anyways.
Hi, Erica.
I would like to hear from Jad, who I know is quite a history buff, about Richard Dickblood. Now, until recently, I had actually never heard of Richard Dickblood. And I would like to know some factoids, some interesting informations, and whatever else you think may be something that I should know about Richard Dickblood.
Richard Dickblood. Great question, Erica. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Erica.
Wait, no, hold on. Was she saying?
Very relevant.
Did she say virgin Dickblood?
Richard Dickblood. Hello. The historical figure.
He was the captain of a ship that went missing.
The famous Dick Dickblood.
Well, it just stirred something in me, and I think we should instead talk about virgin Dickblood, which is the blood of a virgin.
Did you say he was the captain of a ship that went missing?
I mean, that's the thing about
I was going to say he was the mayor of New York.
He was a virgin.
Was he a virgin?
It worked so well for both.
Was Dick Dickblood a virgin?
He was, yeah.
So Richard Dickblood was the mayor of New York City in the 1980s. This was a time when hell was legal in New York. And it was...
But only if you entered a lottery to be fired into the earth.
This is a time when
you weren't selected, like, by deity. Okay.
Hell was legal. The subway moved above ground. And there was only electricity in four-hour shifts to different parts of the city.
Mm-hmm. Rolling blackouts.
Right. Yeah, they call them brownouts.
Yeah.
The good old days.
Because they do call them brownouts.
Because of the poop.
Yeah.
No, that's an actual term for brownouts.
It is.
Oh, is it?
It is.
Yeah,
no, I just always assumed it was because of
the water only ran 30 minutes a day. Everyone could only flush at one 30-minute period a day. It was 12:30.
Oh, and it was quite a 20 minutes.
They ran the water for 30 minutes a day at 12:30.
Do you remember Richard Dickblood's campaign commercials?
Oh, I was a poem. Did they have music? Yeah, they did. Oh. Well, tell us a little bit about Richard Dickblood and like his ill-fated expedition to be mayor of New York.
Well, he won. I mean,
that's what made it so bad.
It was ill-fated for everyone that was in New York.
They gave him four more years. How long are you mayor in New York?
17, actually.
17 billion.
Yeah.
He did
17 and a half years.
He did 35 years as mayor of New York.
Yeah.
You have to be conquered in order to give it up.
You have to have a standing arm.
So I think you're going to have to tell a little bit about,
yeah.
about Richard Dickblood.
Oh, human! Oh! It's Richard Dickblood! Oh, no! Oh! What's up, New York? I'm Richard Dickblood. And that shrieking you heard was everything that's wrong with this city going down.
Preach it.
Have you had enough?
Oh, Richard, tell me more.
Hell yeah, we've had enough.
Are you fed up and tired of sitting around?
Yeah, we're fed up.
Hell yeah!
Yeah, I'm sick of it.
I've had enough as well. We need more blood.
Dick blood?
Virgin blood?
Dick and virgin blood.
What kind of blood?
Our children deserve blood.
I'm with Dick. Yeah, I'm with Dick also.
We can all get behind Dick blood.
Yeah, we're all behind Dick blood.
Dick blood.
Get that Dick.
Yeah.
Let's make him mayor.
Woo! Woo!
Yeah. Yeah.
I got Dick. Dick blood for mayor.
I got Dick on my mind.
Dick blood for mayor. Dick blood for mayor.
All right, guys, that's
so much dick.
That was such a great campaign speech. Right. I'm so glad that de Blasio supported his old friend, Senator Dick Blood. Richard
Real
Dick Blood.
Success.
Do you mind holding
Real
this?
Success.
Jesus Christ.
Hold it. Yeah, thank you. All right, well, we have a little bit more listener mail.
I heard there
mail.
Was some
I don't
news.
Think that's what she asked
There's
about.
More mail? Great.
There's more mail, yeah.
Mail, I love mail.
Oh, God, no. Oh, God.
Here's the mail. Oh, my God.
All right, mail.
All right, you know what? It's Erica. Your system cut me off. I was asking a question. There is something wrong with your phone systems at Radio Free Brooklyn, or so you say.
Radio Nazi China.
I'm going to need you all to investigate that, look into it, all right? Because I'm sick of getting cut off. I'm getting sick of getting blocked from calling and asking my question about Richard Dickblood, all right? Okay, I'm sorry. I get a little hot-headed. All right, so thank you. I hope you answer my question. And thank you so much.
Wow, Erica, that's
it's
great.
It's true,
that's
you didn't answer
our
question. That's so perceptive.
That
you didn't even
question.
Touch her question.
And this was submitted even before you read
historical.
The... It's, wow, that was a little time warp shit right there.
Some
damn.
Historical information. So,
Jesus.
Erica knows her shit, apparently.
Was he born of the son of man or of Earth? Richard Dickblood.
Oh, was he the result of an Earth impregnation?
Was he born of hell?
Yeah, it's like
back
if you know,
then they had to dig.
Mm-hmm.
If you know the beginning of the story, you understand the end. And if you know the end, you understand the beginning. But if you jump right in the middle, it makes no sense.
Mm-hmm. I see. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I hope, Erica, I hope you got that because that was really all you're going to get today.
Do you remember?
And we're so sorry about the phones, Erica. We really, we have our best IT folks working on it. We have Dan, the videographer.
I'm on it.
Clicking the wires together and pulling them apart again.
It looks like a bomb.
We care about you.
Pretty much.
We love
you. Do you remember that summer that you interned at Senator Dick Richard?
Wait, what happened to the story of how Jad almost killed you?
We'll talk about it later.
I want to hear that story.
It's not even that
exciting.
Later.
Indirectly.
How much time do we even have?
Jad.
I
remember that summer internship you had at Dick Dick Blood's?
Dear Smoke. Dear Smoke.
Yes, Jehovah.
I write to you from the humble offices of Dick Dick and Dick Blood, his brother. In these toilsome years, I hope to make partner of this fine establishment. And yet again, impose God's law on the earth. It is with heavy heart that I abandon my rank and stature for the Civil War to rejoin the workforce. College graduate, eager to learn, climb the corporate ladder.
And of course, he has to talk about his internship, which is with the Department of
Earth. Dear Smother, I've come upon a most bewildering project. Our Earth, virgin and pure, requires a man to make her complete. There is what mankind lacks in the vacuum, abandoned by the seed of the one, Papa Hillsman. It was born by divine accident with a seed so bountiful and powerful as to fill our earth, satiate her, and compel her produce.
Sincerely,
Jehovah.
Dearest Jehovah, oh, it is with such joy and happiness that I read your lovely script and calligraphy here in my hand on the porch as I sip my sweet tea as per usual. I am so proud of you for your new job. I know it's very hard to leave the war, for I know how much you love blood, and there is so much blood in the war. And I know that that blood just ripples through your beautiful curls, and I remember how it made them lengthen and spring when you were just a wee boy. But now, I'm proud to say that you will be working for the one
and
the only.
Burning Bridges with Margot is next.
Dick Blood. Amen.
And never, dear listeners, never, ever open a portal to hell.
Yo,
ever.
Never.
Ever.